springtime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
Garnishing your ham with pineapple? Pair it with a delicious Chardonnay to make their taste buds swirl.
Deviled eggs are even better when paired with a light, dry wine like a bubbly Prosecco or a Pinot Grigio.
For me, nothing beats recommending a great wine. And with such an extensive selection, I can help you find the perfect one in your budget.
Whether you're hosting or just bringing the wine, we love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection. This spring at Total Wine & More. Cheers.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? What's going on, brother?
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hang, Sangria, this your boy, N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN?
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
Champs Army. You can now buy Drink Champs merch at your local Detail Art stores. So if you want to wear the latest in Drink Champs gear and don't want to wait for shipping, head over to the nearest DTLR location. Head over now before they run out. Don't forget that for everything Drink Champs related, you can head over to www.drinkchamps.com.
Because at the time, other than Harry D, there wasn't... Oh, shit. You got to relax, dog. other than Harry D, there wasn't no... Like overweight, you know.
The Fat Boys.
The Fat Boys, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, but I mean, even the Fat Boys wasn't considered lyrical geniuses.
No, they wasn't.
That era wasn't about lyricism.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's my question. It's like, because I think Biggie's specialty was having a great grimy record and then a great radio record at the same time. And that had never been done at that time. Did you...
Well, his first album didn't really have no radio records, really.
No, One More Chance.
Except Juicy. But then the remix is what really...
The remix of One More Chance.
Right. Juicy was the other one, and that's right. Puff had to break his arm for that record.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So we had never seen nobody like that.
It was fly.
Yeah.
It was ill. Yeah.
And then when you think about Big, right, he was too big to ever fit Versace. So all the Versace you saw was actually Troy from 5001.
It was custom made?
Was it?
Yeah. That was never real Versace. It was real Versace.
Yeah, we took two Versace shirts and put them together.
Yeah, actually Versace's car.
Yeah.
They take the Versace car.
Versace,
yeah. And you know, that's the era we come from.
Hell of a job.
We come from the Dapper Dan era. Remember Dapper Dan?
Yeah.
Yeah, we some old niggas. Come on, let's make some noise for us being old. Yeah. How are you? It's your time.
He's no
so way. Now, you also
the over 40 club.
You have a record with Eminem.
Two records.
And
yeah.
Feel like you tried to kill him.
Never.
Never. Like,
I save lives.
You save lives.
Yes.
But and we also heard Eminem say you one of his favorite MCs. Mm. So let's just describe that. Like just working with Eminem.
Eminem was dope. You know what? He's fucking hilarious. In the studio, nigga had me like laughing for like 6 hours straight. Mm. Like, you know, when he's in the mic doing his shit, he's like, he's a fucking comedian.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. And so, was that like an ultimate goal? Because you're a lyricist. Like, at the end of the day.
Was what an ultimate goal?
Like, you know, to because that he's considered a super lyricist. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, was that an ultimate goal to get on the record? And, like, because there's some people that say Sticky body Eminem. Sticky's probably the only person that body Eminem on the record.
Only niggas
I don't know if you heard that rumor, but I'm sure you did.
The only niggas I ain't body is the ones I never did a song with.
Mm. Let's make some noise for that, goddammit. Mm-hmm. So what's next for Onyx?
Oh man.
Yeah, niggas is hot. Is it shot time?
Nah. We rocking. Like I said, we got the album Dope DOD coming in. We on they vibe.
Right.
Like, we didn't try to come with that boom bap type of, you know what I'm saying? Like we used to shit like we let them choose the way as far as production, and we rocking on they vibe.
And where you said they from again?
They from Netherlands.
Netherlands.
Yeah. So the album Shotguns
Netherlands.
They got
Netherlands.
Amsterdam.
They got
niggas.
A lot of money. Let's make some noise because Netherlands is great.
But these yo,
you keep saying Netherlands.
Yo, these dudes do 200 shows. They do 200 shows a year.
Get the fuck out of here.
You know what I'm saying? Like Dope DOD, they a touring group. we a touring group.
Nah, y'all
so
a touring group.
So it makes sense, you know what I'm saying, right, to rock with these little niggas. They like 25 years old. So
the millennials.
So you saying like be with new artists? We become a new artist through younger artists too. You know what I'm saying?
That's dope.
So did the younger artists become old artists?
Yes, because we it's well, like no a generation
time
gap
for you. So it doesn't.
It's
matter.
Like a generation gap. You know what I'm saying? But we like almost like the same. You know what I'm saying? Air lights.
But do y'all realize how blessed y'all are? Like for real, because y'all tour like a wrestler. You know, a wrestler's on the tour.
We're going to do a Russian tour next week.
You said tour like a wrestler.
You know, them niggas tour 300 days a year.
Wow.
It's only three.
Like Roddy Piper?
That's why them niggas be dying.
Nah, we just do like little 2 week runs, come back home to the kids, chill out.
But where does your 2 week runs go to?
Anywhere.
Exactly.
Everywhere.
Okay, so you.
That's not. What we was at? Germany?
We was in Germany together. We was in.
A lot of Germany.
No, no, Poland. We wasn't in Russia. Did we do Poland together?
Russia, Switzerland,
yeah.
France, you know.
What country are
you in? That is fly.
Yeah,
like you might as well say what country you haven't gone to. Yeah.
But it's crazy because you see everybody over there. Like, you see, like, Slick Rick. You see. EPMD.
Like real hip hop survive.
Yeah. You see people over. You see them in the airports. Yo, what's up?
Yeah.
Yo, Dayla, what up? Where y'all going? Yo, we going to Africa. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm in Amsterdam one day, stressed. I can't find a cigar for nothing. Busy B comes to me and was like, I'm going to get some Newports, nigga. I said, where you going to get the Newports from? The same place I'm getting cigars.
Oh, you saw Busy B out there?
Yeah, I seen Busy B in Amsterdam. Busy B put me on to where to get cigars at Amsterdam. Because it was all joints. And I was like, I'm cool with joints, but I'm a cigar nigga.
We definitely on our Euro hustle, you know what I'm saying? We've been doing that for about at least 5 years strong.
And I've been, this the thing is, I be trying to tell new artists.
Yeah.
Is you want to make timeless music. You want to make your whole body of work something to be proud of. Because when you go to Europe, they don't call out your singles. They call out your album cuts.
Right.
And they be like, I want that. And I want this. So that's why you want your whole body of work to be crazy, because you don't just want to have to just keep performing. You want to.
That's a great record.
Yeah. I'm about to record it.
That's what they
want to
hear.
I mean, that's now. But what I'm saying is, if you make a whole body of work where you can be proud of that, you can tour for the rest of your life.
You ever perform Black Vagina Finder?
Yep. I think we did.
Not in a long time.
No, you know what?
We ain't performing that shit in 20 years, nigga.
Something next to your dick we perform. Mm.
Damn.
What did he say?
That's damn shit.
What did he say? I'm sorry, what? What did you say? Y'all didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Sucking the next nigga dick we performed.
That's the name of the song. It's called The Next Nigga.
I'm still confused, but I'm in.
You got to do your Googles, man.
Yeah, I got to do my Googles. Yeah, speaking of Googles, what happened at the Breakfast Club?
Oh, shit. They had no breakfast.
Drink Champs, we got drinks.
What happened with you guys?
Who?
Right.
No.
You texted me that day. It was like, classic.
I thought it was classic. Dame didn't want to use it. We'll get to that later.
You're right, though. We had no breakfast that morning.
Yeah?
Yeah, we was hungry.
Okay. Because I feel like I got to go back to the breakfast.
We all going back. That's so funny.
Yeah, I
got to
go back.
We got to. That's family right there.
Yeah, y'all
got to
go back because.
In more ways than one.
You gotta realize, you know what I realize as being in media, all media is just one is entertainment. It's just for that
until
moment.
It's not.
So good.
Until it's not, yeah. But
at the end of the day,
I ain't walk out the building like steaming, me and a nigga, right. You know what I'm saying? We dapped it up and
you talked afterwards.
Cool. Took the picture, did the drops and all of that. Right. It wasn't like niggas was throwing shit in the fucking studio or nothing.
Right.
It looked like it was about to go down.
Nah.
Right.
I'm too old for that.
Yeah, like, you seen the Birdman one? I thought it was gone.
Yeah, they got their shit going.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what, you know, Drink Champs.
Put some respect on it.
Who? Yeah, Drink Champs, just so y'all know, our show is based on giving our legends flowers.
What number is it? 70?
No, this is the new season.
This would be
this totally new season.
Late 70s.
Yeah, if we was
the
continue.
New model, we in the new model.
Drink Champs 2.0.
What? Two little twin Ferraris. What you said?
No. Our show is based on giving our legends flowers when they can smell them,
right.
Giving them their trees when they can inhale them.
Right.
The one thing I feel like our culture suffers from is the fact that we don't big each other up.
Right.
And we don't, you know, tell the next man how awesome they are or how they influenced us. And that's what we suffer. When you look at Garth Brooks or you look at Guns N' Roses,
yeah,
and you look at Metallica, these motherfuckers is touring. These motherfuckers, and their culture is supporting them. So did I think that we would do this show and it would be this big? No. But
so that shows you that we do those things.
My heart was in the right place, and that's what this show is about. It's about saluting our legends
that's
and letting our legends know that you're appreciated.
Right.
And we don't want to do that when you're dead. We want to do that when you're alive.
Living
and funeral. And the fact that we got 16 and 24-year-olds listening to this, it's like some people be rediscovered. Like, they're like, what? Oh, I'm so glad you put me on to, you know, David
like
Banner.
The new form of digging
crazy.
In the crease.
Like, it's like, what? You just got put on to David Banner? You fucking idiot.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, I don't say that to them. But in my mind, I definitely do. But it's just only my mind.
I was on a plane like a couple of years ago. I was like, yeah, you know, we came game with Run DMC. He was like, who?
Yeah.
So not everybody know everybody that you think that, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, so that's what our show is based on.
Right.
And tonight,
the only why we even consider ourselves legends is we came in a game with legends.
Well, you know what let me tell you something.
Because it takes something to be, you know what I'm saying, to absorb that.
If you didn't consider yourself a legend,
I can't.
I'm telling you face to face, man to man, eye to eye, that you are. If people tell me I'm a legend, and I look up to you, there's no way you can't be a legend. Onyx, the whole movement, everything you guys did, you changed the face of culture. You changed the face of how people party. I remember before that era, people used to just listen to music and be cool.
Right.
And you guys changed the era. Like, sweat, nigga. Sweat, motherfucker. Go in the crowd.
I ain't going to say we changed it. I'm going to say we added on to it.
Nah, you changed
bottom
it.
Of sweat. Selling that as an energy drink.
I ain't got to be humble.
Sit
I'm going to be humble
Sit
for
down,
you.
Man.
Yeah, I'm going to be arrogant for you.
All right.
And tell you that you changed it, and I'm so proud to know you. I'm so proud to be friends with you guys. I'm so proud to acknowledge. I'm so proud to have you guys' phone numbers and be able to hang out. But
you've been rocking with us for years.
But,
you even on the Firestar album.
Yeah, but listen, don't I don't ever. I know I probably
Stop
told
playing,
you it.
Nigga.
I know I probably told it to you off camera and on. But it's
and we probably told
it
you too.
I owe it to you on camera.
Right.
Onyx is super. Motherfucking legends.
Right.
You motherfuckers. I watched all y'all movies. I supported everything you guys did. And then guess what? Now that I got a platform, that will never stop. I will always continue to support it.
We was gonna track you down in Miami.
I just want y'all to know. And come on, let's keep smoking. Is it shot time? I feel like it's shot time.
It's shot time.
Yo, and it seems like y'all revitalized, and I might be wrong. Run DMC went down with the King era. Like, it feels
we up with the Kings.
No, but you're so crazy because we creating the next generation now, you know what I'm saying, as far as even with the our kids, like, we having kids back to back to back to back, like, you know what I'm saying,
right.
Like, it's crazy, like, the next generation is
the
even starting, so I think the whole, that whole aura of us just growing up being men, having families, and you know what I'm saying, our kids is almost the same age. Think about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, three, two, one, he having another one. So
my first son name is Onyx.
2014, 15, 16, 17, you know what I'm saying? We rocking right now.
That is hard. Did y'all ever think that y'all legacy would last this long when y'all first started?
Nah, I thought I'd be dead by 23.
Damn.
You said 21 yesterday.
Yeah, I said 21 yesterday.
I think everybody coming is, and think like that, like, because so many people die around us.
But once I passed 23, I said, oh, shit, I got a chance.
Exactly.
Run, nigga, run! It's the human race!
He ran for
40. Run, nigga!
Every day above ground is a blessing, because it can end any day.
Yeah.
Any day. So you just got to live like that.
Now, what's the moment y'all said? You know what? I gotta relax from being hood. Like, because we always hood. When's the moment you said, I gotta chill?
I mean, you know.
You still ain't have that moment?
Right now I'm having that moment. Because I want to have a fucking new boy.
Then
I said, nah, man. You gotta chill.
Because you know what? I really want to celebrate your legacy.
My nigga. See? I'm in the moment, nigga. Everything is now.
Right. You gonna smoke a Newport? Okay.
You taking a Newport break?
I'll take a Newport break with you. Hold on.
This ain't
you
wanna
stop it? You keep it going.
We can start it over.
Okay, yeah. Okay,
I thought it was like intermission and shit.
No.
Don't you gotta put like commercials?
No.
Sponsors?
No.
Sirach and all that.
I'm to talk in the middle of the show.
We heard it.
Commercials is us going like this.
We heard it.
You glow sticks?
I ain't gonna lie. I should have went with the vodka. I was wrong. I've been rocking with this. What is it?
Where'd you go with
Remy?
I went with the Remy.
I should have rocked with the Ciroc.
For what you said, you're a casual drinker, you said, right?
I'm fucked up.
For a casual drinker, you went the wrong route for a casual drinker.
That nigga said, hey, let's take a slide. I said, I'm jumping off the cliff over here. All right, let's go.
Straight up.
The little like this. Have you ever been disappointed in hip hop?
Hip hop been corny every year. There's been a corny record since you came
you
in.
You made corny records,
so you can't say, "Oh, this nigga."
Why is it corny?
The corny shit somehow be hot.
Always,
was hot, nigga. Wasn't it? Wasn't it?
You remember that? I'm a rapping cowboy. Remember that rapping?
Was it hot or not? It was in the streets.
Your question.
Get it played.
I like it.
The niggas are doing
like
this shit. Come on, son.
I can't froze. I can't play now. I think it sounds better now.
It was in the streets. Yeah. Kwame was in the streets. It's always that shit.
I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
Are you,
I loved all those records that you just named.
That's what I'm saying.
But you saying I wasn't supposed to?
It was corny records.
Or were they corny people? I think the records
was
dope.
Corny. It was just corny. The whole shit was corny.
Listen, a genius gag stupid, but a stupid person can act like a genius.
Well, that's dope.
I'm not saying they corny, but come on, son. As far as real hip hop, what we represent, of course, is considered corny. Not to disrespect what they do.
Vanilla Ice now.
Vanilla Ice is good, man. Ain't got no problem with Vanilla Ice, man. Come on, stop it.
I like Caramel Macchiatos, nigga.
Who?
I like
Maka by a big bar.
And Maka have pink.
And y'all got an artist, right? Y'all got. Hey, you can bring your chair over there, Southside. Come over there. You Southside?
Yeah.
Are you from Southside?
Chicago?
I'm Augusta, Georgia.
Oh, Georgia.
Oh. Augusta. Yeah, I don't know.
I was different.
Where you go,
Southside? I thought
you meant South of America, son?
Is there anyone else?
Southside Chicago. I thought that's where he was going with it.
Yeah, well. Shot Rack, nigga. What up? Crack.
I let it rock. You're in the wrong joint.
This interview is
now. Now, how old? I'm gonna take an Uber. I'll never take an Uber.
I said, I'm gonna stay here with him. Right. Shit. Why
leave? Now, Southside, how old are you, Southside?
This is gonna be a long interview.
You're 32?
This bottle ain't even halfway done.
Do you understand? Like, do you understand these guys' legacy?
I kind of, when I be listening to, you know, you and other people and stuff, I kind of, but these are my big brothers, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, but so. I suggest.
You hear that nigga voice?
Yeah, no, I do.
That nigga shit.
But I suggest you, like, one day, for a week, because it's going to take you a week, just Google everything. Look at everything.
A week?
These guys are...
It's going to take you a year.
No, I'm talking about enough to come back and talk.
Like,
you can do that in 1 hour.
Because, yo, these guys, I'm personally direct descendant of their music. Like, I'm personally...
I'm a family. You like my OG.
Personally a direct descendant of them. I'm personally, like... If they didn't make grimy, 50, low down, gradient, grimy. If they didn't make that, I wouldn't have made grimy. Like,
cause we came with that word
and
hip hop,
and yeah. I wanted to
put a slang
to compliment that. I wanted to, you know, keep that going.
Right.
I still got a season to this day, nigga.
Damn.
To this day, nigga.
Still got your hairline, though.
I got my hairline, though. It's receding. It's coming. My Puerto Rican side holding me down.
Oh, shit.
My black side been leaving me, for years. My black son said, fuck you.
Yo, you stupid. You stupid.
My black son said, I ain't fucking with you. But my Puerto Rican son said, I'm going to hold you down.
But no, I know a lot about my niggas, man. But just listening to these dudes right here, dog, like, I listen to the new generation. You know, I'm a fan of Lil Wayne and Drake and all that. But I can honestly say, man, these two dudes right here, some of the hardest MCs I ever heard.
That's
especially
right.
This dude right here. This
That's right.
Bananas.
That's right. And, you know what I mean? And not only that, like when you came in the game back then, you had to have like a cosign. You had to have somebody that meant something to the world to get you on. And if that person was that ill, they wouldn't even test you. And the fact that they got put on by Jam Master Jay is one of the illest stories in hip hop. Like when I see the NWA movie, I love it.
Right.
When I see and hear about the Tupac movie, I love it. When I look at the Notorious Big movie, I love it. But I can't actually tell you direct, like, I got something
Fredo
to do
just
with
finished
it.
Writing the Onyx book.
This is where
and
we're talking
about the
right
Onyx biopic.
This is where we're going.
It's
I need a role,
Spam,
too.
Let the boys be boys.
I need a role,
you
too.
Look like,
you look like Chef Harris.
Like
Harris. Yeah, yeah. Chef Harris.
Oh, shit.
Onyx manager.
Yeah, just give me a
No, 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 no.
Don't do that.
Don't
do that.
Listen.
Don't do that.
No, I feel like
he was
he
a
did
garbage
y'all wrong.
Man.
I feel like he did y'all wrong.
No, nah, please, can I? No, you got it. You got it.
Like
you
gave
me
the Jam Master J role.
You got to manage the whole thing.
No. Let's scratch that. Let me get that out of here. Please, I'm Jam Master J. That's you know how ill that is for me to try to.
You got
to
be a little more darker.
I'll do whatever you got to do. I'll hire a dermatologist, nigga.
Go to the tanning salon.
Nah, I ain't gonna front. I want one serious role in my life.
I can see what
I want
Harris.
One serious role.
Jeff Harris, the Onyx leader.
He's about Jeff Harris. Yes, okay. Like Jeff talk about Jeff Harris.
He was the fifth member Onyx.
Okay.
No, the fifth. He's the fifth, sixth, and seventh.
He's stupid.
One for me, two for you.
I feel like Jam Master J role is still me. Like, I feel like I can pull it off, Jam Master J role. Look, all I'm gonna do, I'm gonna hang out with you.
Jeff,
I'm gonna hang out with you for 5 months.
I forgot you on
stage. 5 months.
5 months. I need to know
everything.
This
thing
I need to know.
Nah, but on the real, we trying to get the movie financed.
The what is that called? Biopsy.
There you go, Jam Master J.
Biopsy.
The financier.
It's crazy. I mean, everybody got
I
a story.
Find it.
Everybody
you
got a story.
I'll find it.
You find it.
And, well, if I don't find it, I'll find her up.
All right.
I'll find her, find her up.
Everybody got a story, but it's how you tell it.
I think
the Onyx story is crazy because it's hip-hop, but it has a funny edge to it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The way we came at the game was kind of like rebels to the game, not giving a fuck. It wasn't all... It was kind of funny in a way, you know what I'm saying? Like on some hardcore shit.
Yeah, the first thing to shoot up the saucer was...
Let's get to that. Let's talk about the shooting. What happened?
Let's talk about the shooting. What happened?
Allegedly,
something happened.
And cut.
Right, yo, but still, if anybody wants to share, I'm still in.
Let's take a drink of water.
You can test my shit. You know, come on, my nigga. You know how long me and
that's
you
drink. Nah, see.
What you drinking?
See,
vodka
usually
vodka
drinking,
water.
Usually
with seltzer water.
See, I told you he's drinking
it
water.
It is water. Yeah, I like my vodka clear. I like to drink my shit clear. I like to be.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What's something wrong with brown, nigga?
It is. I don't know. I black out on brown. I don't remember nothing the next day. I wake up, niggas is like, yo, my nigga, you was butt naked. Like, what? I'm just saying.
You
gotta throw that out there. I just wake up different. So I just say, I gotta be responsible.
Brown,
nigga, do that.
No, only brown. Only brown. I black out.
Nigga.
This is crazy.
Nigga.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper NORE and DJ EFN.
And you smoking, you still smoking, right? Come on, I'm you want me to re-up? Someone wants to rock? I thought we were supposed to take a shot.
Let's take a little bit.
I thought we were supposed to take a shot.
Oh,
we ain't got shot cups.
I thought you.
No, we don't got shot cups, but we could do it.
But we could do tops then. Come on, baby. And listen, we also got Deleon. Yes. That is smooth tequila. You can hit it from the bottle.
I got no cups.
We got cups. But look, Stiggy, I gotta keep it real. If you drink Remy XO, that's like the smooth shit.
Yeah. But guess what?
That's the good
look,
shit.
Look. I'm going to have the drop top, and I never had the fucking AC blasted or the heat, whatever. So I'm going to put it with the fucking Coca-Cola in the ice.
You mix that?
No, first I drank it by itself.
I
drank it by myself.
The Henny you mix.
And then I said, fuck that, splurge, nigga. Cause XO, I'm not supposed to mix it up.
Are you taking a shot of
hell Ciroc? No, nigga.
Oh, no shot.
See, I rock with only that cognac.
Yeah, the mix might be volatile.
I'm good, bro.
All right, cool. It's just me and you taking a shot. That's cool.
Sometimes you take a shot. Give me a shot. Pick up to my nigga Puff. Get a shot of the brand. What you drinking?
It'll be a time space continuum if you drink this shit right here, man.
All
right. Wait.
I'm gonna do like a gentleman.
That's definitely not gentleman.
The shot is way more disrespectful than ours. Let's get off.
You got to make sure you're looking in the right one.
I'm trying.
I feel like translation is coming soon.
Translation.
You got to put it on the bottom of the screen.
This thing got three eyes.
For the viewers. Sometimes.
Cheers, brother. Thank you.
Salute.
That's fucked up. For the white man. For the people who might not understand. Yeah, we was on a plane one time.
Yeah, that was
a
plane.
He's going somewhere.
No, like,
so we talking English, but we talking like slang. The lady was like, "What language are you guys talking?"
I love it.
You should have made up a country.
Oh, stop!
You should have just made up your own
country. She was like, "I don't."
Really got to relax.
I need.
Oh, that was horrible, bro.
That was horrible.
Disgusting.
It was horribly good.
That was horribly gray.
What was horrible? Oh shit, you just did it. Yeah, listen, see, pause, listen.
Look,
all right, continue.
It's horribly gray.
It's the greatest thing I ever had in my life.
So look, Sticky.
Oh, you so stupid. That's fucked up. That ain't from Harlem. He know what's up. Fuck out of here.
I need Sticky Fingers to direct a video for me.
Oh shit.
How can we make that happen?
Apparently he's gonna do everything, direct and produce.
No, I seen them on set. I seen them on set. Like, he ain't playing.
So,
like,
you want to do it?
Oh, I'm sending the record. I'm sending
the video.
I've been that nigga.
So, we can do it.
I want to do a black and white in California somewhere.
How long are you here for?
We can do it tomorrow. I just don't know if I get the budget open tomorrow.
Oh!
So, yo, Fred, you're my manager. You got
to do the homeboy management for me, then I'm ready. I'm ready. But, nah, I'm dead serious. I was so impressed that day, like, how much you
I don't want to use those cameras, that's for sure.
Why is those cameras?
What are you using?
Because I'm just whack, nigga.
We in the 4K world, nigga.
The red?
VR. The 5D, that shit is
that's
okay.
That's a revolt camera, by the way.
Huh?
That's a revolt camera,
that's,
by the way.
That's like, so that's like the Ciroc camera.
Right now. Yo, listen.
My name is Tom, the best man ever. I'm a forward visionary. Look at me, and I will bring us to the present.
Right.
The camera's horribly great.
No, this is great.
It probably works with their format.
Or they make it work.
But this is great for our
people.
So tell the people, what cameras do you recommend?
Telling them shit.
Not the red, because I pick up the red.
The red?
Listen, fuck the red. Listen, I'm going to tell you this.
I got to sell it now.
Everybody got ideas. Everybody's creative. You know, You gotta just step
back to the video. Man. What you want to do, man? What you want to do?
That's
your vision. What's your vision?
I'm gonna be honest. The way I seen him work,
I wanted him to use these cameras.
The way I seen him work that day, and I'm sitting back, and I'm acting drunk. Like
I'm gonna show you the video before we leave, too.
Are you just acting drunk?
No, I'm acting drunk because I just felt like that was my role that day to act drunk. But I'm watching this nigga. This nigga's like, no. These guys are they shooting low. He's like, get up.
Nigga's a mad man.
This is what we're gonna do. I'm looking at him. He be jumping the car. We do the U-turn, illegal U-turn on Hollywood Boulevard.
No. It wasn't illegal.
It was illegal.
This nigga's John Snitcher.
I don't think you have a statute of limitation on that one. You're good.
Yo, I'm taking that one. Niggas are
U-turn. Three-day statute of limitation.
And U-turn. But I was so impressed. And I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna just. Advice I would say is that I just wanted this video to be black and white. That's it. Like, but I would want to do this.
Some of it is black and white.
No, he's talking about the new one.
Not the video we did. I'm talking about
the new one. The one we're going to do.
It's called I've Been That Nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I think I heard that joke.
No, it ain't out yet. If you heard it,
it's echoing in my ears.
Let me know if you heard that. You heard it right there. You bootlegged it.
I don't know.
I heard it too.
It's echoing in my mind.
He got it on his iPhone.
You bootlegging the shit.
Everybody heard that shit.
It was on Rat Radar.
Foul. Are we going there?
I'm ready for
Rat Radar. Y'all fucking Rat Radar?
I mean, nah.
Uh-oh.
On the count of three, boo, Rat Radar. 1, 2, 3, boo.
Elliot Wilson, come on,
I liked the fact that he actually went out and supported
Charlamagne,
I actually thought that was kind of dope because that's what we got to do in hip hop. In hip hop, we got to stop worrying about what people think of what we do. Like, if I'm in LA, I'm anywhere you at, you got a show, I'm coming. The same way, I got to thank y'all. I remember I did a festival. And I had just left them on tour, and I see them niggas tear that stage down.
I see these niggas
shutting down Europe so crazy. I was like, yo, I need that stage in LA. And I called them niggas and y'all actually came.
Hell yeah, you came.
You came, you represented with me.
It was on Sunset.
We performed.
In the daytime.
And I was the only Queens niggas to bring out some other New York niggas.
Who
was there? You was there, right, son? You asked if you had your peoples.
Yeah,
I was there. That's my nephew right there. Your memory is impeccable. I gotta smoke some more weed.
You need to fuck up your memories.
Oh, shit.
Come on, let's smoke some more. We took shots, correct?
Amazing. Yeah,
the best shots I've ever had in my life.
I'm gonna be honest, man. Y'all such legends, man. And you know, like I said, our show is meant to give our legends flowers when they can smell them and inhale them. And I'll be goddamn Bok Jolly G if we're not gonna spend this whole fucking time bigging y'all
up
the fuck
language.
Up. Yeah, I make up a language.
I speak the same language.
And you did too. I can buy a ping pong. That is yours. You get publishing on that. You get publishing.
No, I'm getting
publishing.
I am registered with BMI.
You registered? I can buy a ping pong.
Yeah, for the kids, this is really Coca-Cola and that's oregano.
Yeah, the kids don't believe it.
Not if they're fans. Yo, City Boy D, remember the little white boy?
Oh, yeah.
He's mad annoying. Yo, the little white boy, you met him in Hawaii. The nigga, I said, I'm going to follow you. I followed the nigga. He's mad annoying. He tagged me on every single thing. I'm about to unfollow him. Well, you know his name. Let me big him up.
Block him.
Unfollow him.
Big him up and unfollow him.
Unfollow him. But, yo, so you want to take that cigarette break?
No, I want to do what you want to do.
I'm gonna take a pee pee break.
I want to
do that cigarette break.
No, we're gonna do what you want to do.
So boom, that was
it. Well, he was on Def Jam with the reggaeton.
Yeah, I was on Def Jam with the reggaeton.
You rock my familiar, but not really.
That's good.
Yeah, but the crazy shit.
See, you be doing that. You talk about me with that other music shit.
That's why I recognize you. That's why I recognize you.
The algorithm.
Man, the algorithms.
That was a very big word.
Spell it.
We good?
IT.
Are you recording?
From algorithms on, we're good.
Algorithms. That's our next song together. Algorithms.
Algorithms.
I don't even know what it means.
That should be a group. Y'all the algorithms.
It's all. So,
we back.
You guys.
We never left.
Conquered the music. You did what you had to do on TV and movies. Combined it both. Is it about putting on the next artist, or is it about setting off a next legacy right now? What's more important?
The illest thing a king can do, and the most dangerous thing too, is make another king. You know what I'm saying? So
that's deep.
Just like JMJ put us in position, it's the natural progression to put, you know, things in position. And, you know, that goes both ways. It, you know, puts them in position, but it gives you a way to fucking, you know, just fucking exhaust your talents in other areas and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Is that the same for you, Fredo?
Oh man,
this nigga turned into the deep talk show.
You know, I got
Barbara Walters of the hood right now.
This nigga think he Oprah. I definitely do sometimes. Thank you for recognizing. I definitely do sometimes.
What? Yeah. Oprah Santiago.
No, I'm saying. After everything you guys already accomplished, already did. What's the ultimate goal? Is it now to make somebody a star, or is it
the ultimate goal?
You asked me that question.
Consistency.
What was the question?
He's asking, that's what I'm saying.
He said that wasn't the question.
No. The question I was saying is, like, after all the things you guys done,
to make somebody a star,
you conquered music.
You can't make a star.
No, I'm saying. What is the next thing? I don't know.
What's the next thing?
Yeah. What's the next thing? Because you guys conquered music.
Listen, the future is a mystery and the past is history, but today is a gift.
So they call it present.
Right. Mm. The next thing is this.
I'm a hip hop Albert Einstein.
No, on some real nigga shit.
He is.
You might not make it out of here tonight. You don't know what's going on. Okay? So everything is right now. You looking to tomorrow. You better figure out today, nigga.
So that's my question. My question is.
Your question got mad complicated, dog.
No, Sticky made my question, man.
I'm not Diddy.
No, but what I'm saying is.
What I'm saying is,
honestly, like, you guys really conquered music. You did everything. If hip hop was a bitch, y'all niggas fucked her in every hole, right? You did everything you could do in hip hop.
A lot of people, everybody getting fucked.
Right. You did everything in hip hop.
A lot of people, I mean.
You did everything.
We put our part.
You're bad for it.
We made our mark in hip hop. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the mark is still making marks. You know, once you establish yourself as an established artist, and you
still gotta keep establishing your chest.
I feel like, you know what I mean, you solidify yourself in the book of hip hop.
That's not true, man.
Solidify yourself.
A lot of times I be reading shit, I'm like, where the fuck is Onyx? So fuck that. It's like, you know what I mean? Libra, tit for tat. I see a couple of hip hop books we ain't in. Fuck y'all niggas.
They can't put
burn your books.
They can't put everybody.
Burn
them, everybody.
Nigga, I ain't everybody.
All right. That's true.
Watch.
I love this right now. I'm just throwing it out there.
This is good content.
Do you know?
I'm not that good. I can't make this shit up, right?
If he ain't playing the shit,
I didn't know nothing about it. It was just, you know, the Breakfast Club. the highest ratings.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Was.
Yeah.
But, because it even seemed like you was thrown off on that Breakfast Club interview when Fresher went off.
He was
always like, you the wild one.
Yeah.
But that day, Fresher was
you got fucked up.
Yo, chill out, son.
I know you very well. You my nigga, Fresher. I never seen you mad like that.
I wasn't mad.
I never seen you mad, niggas
get fucked up.
Right. I never seen you thrown off.
When I'm mad, niggas get fucked up.
So what,
I wasn't mad.
What we call it? Thrown off?
And cut.
Huh?
You was thrown off?
I wasn't thrown off.
I throw niggas off.
Right.
I'm never thrown off, nigga.
Right.
Strap. First movie.
Yeah.
Go see. Please, nigga. I gotta go. Have two kids, man. I gotta put the kids to sleep, my nigga.
Yeah. All right, dude. All right, my nigga. Hold on.
That's my motherfucking nigga.
The past is history. Was the shit?
Yeah, I forgot. The past. You say it again.
Right now, the past is history. Let's go.
The past is history.
This nigga.
And
see,
the president
is drinking water.
He's drinking water and acting drunk.
But I was like, how did that come about?
That was only a joke. Come on, this.
Look,
me and this nigga go back like scoliosis, man. He's on the Firestar album, son.
Let's make some noise for that, goddamn.
Not for scoliosis, though.
For the Firestar album. All right, so y'all ready?
Now, we go back, though. Let's go.
Way out of context.
So do you want to continue or you gotta go?
Yeah, we take the flake.
Okay, cool.
Let's close it out. But just close it out.
I want to keep going. Nigga, this is honest.
I'm going to
keep
going.
Yeah, shows right now.
She's before the show.
And I'm kidnapping you.
Just before we close everything out.
It's always late a little bit.
Nigga, I'm always on time.
Before we close everything out, I'm playing Jam Master J in the Onyx.
No, Jeff Harris.
No.
Stop kissing. It's a good role. He was a garbage man.
Yo, the garbage man.
And then he became the manager.
But you got to knock all your teeth out, though.
Yo.
It's a movie. They like put some shit over it.
You got to have one tooth and you got to bite your cigarettes.
Well, who you going to chew them? You're going to chew them shits.
I can definitely smoke cigarettes.
No, you got to
I'll show you. But who y'all got in mind to play Jam Master J?
I don't know.
You somebody with a name?
Sticky, what's going on here?
Yo.
I'm going to your artist concert right now. Please, Sticky, come on, Fredro, I'm texting you later on. I gotta convince you. All right, I need to be Jam Master J. I'm going to do this.
We gotta see how you.
He's gonna do a demo run for y'all.
Yo, you gotta see how you turn the
said that shit, because I started the whole war. Right. Nigga threw a cigarette butt, they didn't mean to do it, and started the whole fucking war. Boom.
Right.
But I said that shit, because I was looking at shit, he was talking. I was like, damn, what the hell?
What, damn, right? Master J shit? Yeah, come on. Sorry.
Yeah, my vote's for him.
Thank you. That's me. I'm going to his artist. I'm going to the artist show right now. Come on, let's do it. Let's take this fit.
You got to go to the Scratch Academy.
If you don't get it, it's him and Russell Simmons for
DJ Scratch Academy.
Yeah,
Drink Champs Army. You can now buy Drink Champs merch at your local DTLR stores. So if you want to wear the latest in Drink Champs gear and don't want to wait for shipping, head over to the nearest DTLR location. Head over now before they run out. Don't forget that for everything Drink Champs related, you can head over to www.drinkchamps.com.
Find all your favorite movies and shows faster with Xfinity. Just speak into the X1 voice remote to search across live TV, on demand, even Netflix and Prime Video. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Switch to Xfinity today and get a great offer. You'll enjoy Xfinity X1, which gives you access to your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, YouTube, and now Prime Video. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today to learn more. Restrictions apply.